Presenting this week's story, Hope and Purpose Build Lives and Nations, Part 2.
Last week, I shared memories of mine from the 20th century, particularly the late 1940s and 1950s. World War II, with its terrible death toll and destruction, was over. Hope and new opportunities were increasing in several countries.
Many countries needed rebuilding. Many people grieved from the loss of family members. But the war was over. The United States particularly appeared to be a land of escape from war horrors. Then the 1960s and 70s became center stage in the United States.
Its culture was rapidly changing. News often was of race rights, equality of opportunity for minorities, the government's war on poverty and ghettos, racial violence, political turmoil, voting rights, fair housing, strained integration of schools, and daily death totals announced by the press and printed in newspapers as the Vietnam War exploded into the American consciousness. Drug usage became a national problem. Popular music had many stylings. Some had little melody and emphasized beat in gigantic concerts. Political protesters were on the streets in many big cities, with leaflets presenting their positions. Many of the black protesters were prominent in articulating their beliefs.
Assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy horrified the United States population. The country was deeply shaken by the deaths and asked, what did the violence reflect about who Americans were? What changes did Americans need to make?
The Jesus People movement saw young adults protest mainline churches for having dogma and form without personal commitment. The young adults emphasized personal salvation based on belief in Jesus Christ, who was accepted as God in the flesh and executed upon a cross. He was buried in a tomb, resurrected, and ascended to heaven. Hundreds of worship songs were composed. Church music became more informal.
Centuries earlier, Shakespeare wrote the play Macbeth. Its characters mirrored times of turmoil. In the play, Shakespeare created three witches who danced around a huge iron pot, chanting,
"Fear is foul and foul is fair! Hover through the fog and fill the air!"
The play Macbeth warned, "Beware of people who are foul deceivers. Recognize people who are fair and misunderstood. More frightening, do not willingly become foul." Macbeth willingly steps into the pit he digs. Macbeth becomes so depressed that he declares,
"Tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, creeps in this petty pace from day to day, to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools. The way to dusty death, out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing."
May Americans find opportunities to establish lives that signify hope and purpose for their country. You were invited to visit thisweekstory.com by this week's team of Barbara Steiner, Carlos Gomez, and Todd Warren. Thank you.